previously on The Vampire Diaries.
Turn it off. She's ruthless without her humanity.
What are we gonna do?
Lock her up. Make her life a living hell.
I was in New Orleans trying to find information about my real parents.
I've only seen that mark on a handful of others.
All from the same werewolf clan that once thrived throughout Louisiana.
What makes you think I'll spare your beloved Katerina?
You will spare her because I'm asking you to spare her. As your only living brother, I would ask that you provide me with this opportunity to love her.
Klaus, you have refused my freedom, and in return, I have one last thing to offer you. There's a witch in New Orleans named Jane Ann Devereaux plotting a move against you. Hunt her down.
She's the calmest desiccating vampire I've ever seen.
I remember when you starved me down there for 3 days, I would have wept at your feet for an orange peel.
Look, she's not going to beg for blood. Begging means desperation, emotion. She's still in no humanity zone.
How hungry does she have to be before we can torture some feelings back into her?
A lot hungrier than she is now, apparently.
So what are we supposed to do in the meantime?
Maybe I can provide a little excitement.
Captain.
The one and only. Sort of. So when's the welcome home party?
Wow. Look who went and got bold. Last time I checked, Klaus was plotting your eternal demise.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore, because Klaus is gone.
Wait, what do you mean he's gone?
Let's just say that werewolf girl, Haley, turned out to be just the thing we needed to get Klaus out of our lives. For good.
Blind eyes of justice.
Third time in here this week.
I'm obsessed with the gumbo, Jane Ann.
The old ladies in the Ninth Ward say my sister Sophie bleeds a piece of her soul into every dish.
I asked around the quarter about my family.
And?
Nothing. Zero. I can't find a single person who remembers them.
Because, Haley, people like you were run out of here years ago.
What do you mean, people like me?
In the bayou, we call the werewolves Rue Garou. You head out there, you'll find what you're looking for. Be careful. It's the last place you'd ever want to go.
Don't do it. Please. What if I'm wrong about her? That's the beauty of you. You're never wrong. She's the only way we're going to get to Klaus. Can we get someone else to do the spell?
Who? Half the witches don't believe you. The other half are too scared.
Because they know we're going to get caught, Jane Ann.
We don't have any other options, Sophie. Now go. You know what you need to do.
Looking for a tow service?
Mm-hmm. outside of New Orleans. A supernatural playground where the living are easily lost, the dead stick around to play.
New Orleans? What the hell is Klaus doing there?
Evidently, there are witches conspiring against him. So knowing our brother, this was a mission to silence and slaughter.
Well, the French Quarter witches are not a lot to be trifled with. You don't suppose they've found a way to kill him once abroad, do you?
Rebecca, in the name of our family, we might try to dial down your glee.
What family? We're three distrustful acquaintances who happen to share a bloodline. I, for one, hope they've found a way to make that traitorous bastard rot.
Good afternoon. Time for one more.
I have nothing to say to you.
Oh, no, that's not very amiable, is it? You don't even know me.
I know what you are. Half vampire, half beast. You're the hybrid.
I'm the original hybrid, actually, but that's a long story for another time.
Where are you going?
Find out who's making the move against her brother. And then I'll either stop them or I'll help them. Depending on my mood.
I'm looking for someone. A witch. Perhaps you might be able to help me find her. Jane Ann Devereaux.
Sorry, I don't know.
Well, now that's a fib, isn't it? Now you see, I know that you're a true witch amongst this sea of posers. So enough with the fabrications. I've quite a temper.
Witches don't talk out of school in the quarter. The vampire won't allow it. Those are the rules. I don't break Marcel's rules.
Marcel's rules? Where do you suppose I might find Marcel?
Marcel. Must be 100 years since that nasty business with your papa.
Has it been that long?
The way I recall it, he ran you out of town. Left a trail of dead vampires in his way.
And yet, how fortunate you managed to survive. My father, I'm afraid, I recently incinerated to dust.
Well, if I'd known you were coming back in town, if I had a heads up.
What? Marcel. What would you have done?
I'd have thrown you a damn parade.
Niklaus Michelson, my mentor, my savior, my sire.
Let's get you a drink.
It is good to see you.
It's good to be home. Hello, please tell me the current state of Bourbon Street is not your doing.
Something's got to draw on the out-of-towners, otherwise we'd all go hungry.
I see your friends are daywalkers.
Yeah, I shared the secret of your daylight ring with a few buddies. Just the inner circle, though. Family.
Tell me, how did you find a witch willing to make daylight rings?
I got the witches here wrapped around my finger.
Is that so? I'm looking for a witch by the name of Jane Ann Devereaux. Has some business with me.
Looking for Jane Ann? Then you probably ought to come with me. Showtime!
Family.
Those who live pay me more than ever.
Don't forget them. If your blood relations let you down, you make your own, huh?
You taught me that.
And what's mine is yours, as always.
Even my night walkers, the riffraff.
They're hardly subtle, are they?
It's a quarter.
Ain't no such thing as subtle, babe. Jane Ann Devereaux. Give it up for Jane Ann. Come on. Jane Ann Devereaux, you have been accused of the practice of witchcraft beyond the bounds of the rules set forth and enforced by me. How do you plead?
Oh, was that convincing? I studied law back in the 50s.
Hold that thought. Seriously, Jay, TikTok.
You know the drill. How do you plead?
I didn't do anything.
That's a lie. You know it. I know it. And you hate that I know it. It drives you, which is crazy, that I'm aware of your every move. That you can't do magic in this town without getting caught. So,
why don't we just cut to the chase, huh? You tell me what magic you're brewing. I mean, tell me. I'll grant you leniency. Hey, I am, after all, a merciful man.
Rotten hell, monster.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you one more chance.
Or not.
What was that?
Hey, come walk with me. Witches aren't allowed to do magic here. She broke the rules.
I told you I wanted to talk to her.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got caught up in the show. Those witches, they think that they still have power in this town. I have to show them that they don't. All right, never waste an opportunity for a show of force. Another lesson that I learned from you. And besides, anything that you could have gotten out of her, I can find out for you. And I will. I promise.
Doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Good. Then let's eat, because all that spilled blood makes me hungry.
Hey, theory, isn't it? Any more Devereaux witches where she came from? I assume this is because of what I just witnessed with your sister on the corner of Royal and St. Anne.
Did you enjoy the show?
It was a little melodramatic for my tastes. What did your sister want with me? Why did Marcel kill her?
I see you brought friends.
They're not with me.
They're with Marcel. That's all that matters.
I know you built this town, but this is his town now. He killed my sister because she broke the rules. So I talk to you in front of them. I'm next.
You two gentlemen following me?
Marcel said we're your guides.
Oh, he did, did he? He did. Well then, let me be exceedingly clear about something. If either of you follow me again, you'll do so without the benefit of a spine.
For the wait. If you're here for the gumbo, I'm about to break your heart. We just ran out.
Your oldest scotch. My two friends here, love.
Marcel wants to know what I'm up to, he can ask me himself.
Doors work, you know.
You're doing magic?
I'm praying to my dead sister. Go ahead. Pay your respects.
Don't make this a thing, Sophie. The hybrid was looking for Jane Anne. Marcel wants to know why.
Oh, that sounds like witch business. I'd say ask her yourself, but I guess you can't, seeing as Marcel killed her.
Business your family has with my brother.
I assume you're joking.
I only answer to Marcel.
Well then, in that case, perhaps you'll answer to this. You're aware the bite of a werewolf can kill a vampire? Well, as you can see, I'm half werewolf, so I'm gonna ask you one more time. Where is Marcel?
Hey, I'm right here. Easy now. Diego's just looking out for me. Nobody harms my guys. Those are the rules.
I don't care about your rules, Marcel. And I don't need chaperones. Why are you having me followed?
Come here. I get it. I'll show up for us. You made your point. Let it go, friend. For me.
Fine. Why don't you show me what you've done with the place? While you explain exactly what it is you've been up to in my town.
Follow me. Look at that skyline. That there, that's progress. More hotels, more tourists, more fresh blood. And the humans? I taught them to look the other way.
And what of the witches? In my time, they were a force to be reckoned with, and now they live in fear. How do you know when they're using magic?
Maybe I got a secret weapon. An ace up my sleeve. Something that gives me complete control over all the magic in this town.
Hmm. Is that a fact?
Might be. Maybe I'm just bluffing.
You take vervain.
Burns like a bitch. But I figure I should limit the number of things I'm vulnerable to. Don't be mad about that chaperone thing. I told my guys to look out for you. That's all. That's what we do here. Look out for each other. New blood.
Bartender. Walking alone at night. She's either brave or dumb.
Let's see. Brave, I let her live. Dumb, she's dessert. You know, it's not safe here alone.
You know I have a black belt in karate.
Evening, Elijah.
Niklas.
What an entirely unwelcome surprise.
And what an entirely unsurprising welcome.
Come with me.
I'm not going anywhere until I find out who's conspiring against me.
I believe I just found it out for you.
What are we doing here?
Want to know what the witches have in store for you? Follow me.
Sophie Devereaux. What is this?
He's all yours. Proceed.
You know you're famous in this town? Witches tell bedtime stories about the powerful vampire Klaus. We know Marcel was nothing but an orphan street rat until you made him what he is. And now he's out of control. He does what he wants. He kills who he wants. I'm gonna stop him. And you're gonna help me.
This is why you brought me here.
Hear her out.
I don't need to hear her out. I assure you, love, there is not a thing on this earth that will matter enough for me to waste even 30 more seconds of my time. Elijah, what madness is this?
Klaus. You need to listen to them.
You're all out of your minds! If you think some liquor-fueled one-night stand, no offense, sweetheart, means a thing to me.
Marcel may be able to keep us from practicing real magic in this town. But as keepers of the balance, we still know when nature has cooked up something new. For example, I have a special gift. Of sensing when a girl is pregnant.
What?
I know, it's impossible.
What are you saying, Niklas? The girl is carrying your child.
No. It's impossible. Vampires cannot procreate.
But werewolves can. Magic made you a vampire. But you were born a werewolf. You're the original hybrid, the first of your kind. And this pregnancy is one of nature's loopholes.
You've been with someone else, Patrick!
I spent days held captive in a freaking alligator bayou because they think that I'm carrying some magical miracle baby. Don't you think I would have fessed up if it wasn't yours?
My sister gave her life to perform the spell she needed to confirm this pregnancy. Because of Jane Anne's sacrifice, the lives of this girl and her baby are now controlled by us. If you don't help us take down Marcel, so help me. Haley won't live long enough to see her first maternity dress.
Wait, what?
Enough of this. If you want Marcel dead, he's dead. I'll do it myself.
No, we can't. Not yet. We have a clear plan that we need to follow, and there are rules.
How dare you command me? Threaten me with what you wrongfully perceive to be my weaknesses. I won't hear any more lies.
Niklas. Listen.
It's a trick, Elijah.
No, brother. It's a gift. It's your chance. It's our chance.
To what?
To start over. Take back everything we lost. Everything that was taken from us.
Niklaus, our own parents came to despise us.
Our family was ruined. We were ruined. And since then, all that you have ever wanted, all that we have ever wanted,
was a family.
I will not be manipulated.
So they're manipulating you. So what? With them, this girl and her child, your child, live.
I'm gonna kill every last one of them.
And then what?
Then you return to Mystic Falls to resume your life as the hated one, as the evil hybrid? Is it so important to you that people quake with fear at the sound of your name?
People quake with fear because I have the power to make them afraid. What will this child offer me? Will it guarantee me power?
Family is power, Niklaus. Love, loyalty, that's power. This is what we swore to one another 1,000 years ago before life tore away what little humanity you had left. Before ego, before anger, before paranoia created in this person before me. Someone I can barely even recognize as my own brother. This is us. The original family. And we remain together. Always and forever. I am asking you to stay here. I will help you and I will stand by you. I will be your brother.
We will build a home here together.
So save this girl. Save your child.
No.
He's doing what he does. Given a chance at happiness, Klaus runs in the opposite direction.
Then let him run. That child, if it's even his, is better off without him.
He's not better off without that child, Rebecca, and neither are we.
Darling, kind Elijah, our brother rarely brings us anything but pain. At what point in your immortal life will you stop searching for his redemption?
I'll stop searching for his redemption when I believe there is none left to be found.
I'd give you a play-by-play, but you have the air of someone who's been lurking and listening.
He'll come around. You know Elijah. He won't stop until he's convinced Klaus to do the right thing.
I know you consider yourself an expert in brotherly dynamics, but you don't know my brother's half as well as you think you do.
You're wrong. Klaus won't be able to walk away from this. He and I are the same. We manipulate. We thirst for power. We control. We punish. But our actions are driven by one singular place deep inside.
And what's that?
We're alone. And we hate it. Tell Elijah to call me when he comes home. I'll be waiting for him.
Hey, man. What you run off to?
You mean your minions aren't still documenting my every move?
Someone put you in a mood. What can I do?
What you can do is you can tell me what this thing is you have with the witches.
We're back to that.
Yeah, we're back to that.
You know I owe you everything I got, but I'm afraid I have to draw the line on this one. This is my business. I control the witches in my town. Let's just leave it at that.
Your town.
Damn straight.
That's funny, because when I left 100 years ago... you were just a pathetic little scrapper, still trembling from the lashes of the whips of those who would keep you down. And now look at you, master of your domain, prince of the city. I'd like to know how.
Why? Jealous? Hey man, I get it. 300 years ago, you helped build a backwater penal colony into something. You started it, but then you left. Actually, you ran from it. I saw it through. Look around. Vampires rule this city now. We don't have to live in the shadows like rats. The locals know their place. They look the other way. I got rid of the werewolves. I even found a way to shut down the witches. The blood never stops flowing and the party never ends. You want to pass on through? You want to stay a while? Great. What's mine is yours. But it is mine. My home. My family. My rules.
And if someone breaks those rules, they die.
Mercy is for the weak. You taught me that too.
And I'm not the prince of the quarter, friend.
I'm the king!
Show me some respect.
Your friend will be dead by the weekend.
Which means I've broken one of your rules. And yet I cannot be killed. I am immortal. Who has the power now, friend?
$100 guy.
The brave bartender. Camille. French name.
It's a grandma's name. Call me Cammy. Amazing, isn't he?
Do you paint?
No, but I admire. Every artist has a story, you know.
And what do you suppose his story is?
He's angry, dark, doesn't feel safe, and doesn't know what to do about it. He wishes he could control his demons instead of having his demons control him. He's lost. Alone. Or maybe he just drank too much tonight. Sorry. Overzealous. Psych major.
I think you're probably right the first time.
So do you paint?
Give me another pep talk on the joys of fatherhood.
I've said all I needed to say.
I forgot how much I liked this town.
I didn't forget. All the centuries we've spent together, and yet I can count on one hand the number of times that our family has been truly happy. I hated leaving here.
As did I.
What is on your mind, brother?
For 1,000 years, I lived in fear. Any time I settled anywhere, our father would hunt me down and chase me off. He made me feel powerless, and I hated it. This town was my home once, and in my absence, Marcel has got everything I ever wanted.
Power, loyalty, family. I made him in my image, and he has bettered me.
I want what he has. I want to be king.
And what of Haley and the baby?
Every king needs an heir.
So how do you propose this will work?
Your brother needs to cement his place in Marcel's world. His inner circle. The Daywalkers. That's where we begin. They're his friends. His family. We'll be hitting him where it hurts.
I had time to sleep on it last night. I am not your enemy. Where my family and I failed this town, Marcel succeeded. Heal him as though it never happened. The quarter is your home, but I would like to stay a while, if I'm still welcome.
Caroline, I'm standing in one of my favorite places in the world, surrounded by food, music, art, culture, and all I can think about is how much I want to show to you. Maybe one day you'll let me.
So that's it? I'm just supposed to pack up my things and leave for good? Forget my life here, my pursuit of the cure?
Oh, the cure was a fool's errand. I mean, taking it would have stripped you of everything that you are. For what? More high school proms?
I wanted to be human. I wanted children and a family.
I stand before you to offer you both.
And if I decide against you? A dagger in my heart and then back in a box?
I've made my case. Your family needs you. And what choice you make right now is your own.
I owe him nothing. I wish him no joy, no love. I will stay here and live my life the way I want to, and if you're smart, I suggest you do the same.
She's right. Be smart, Elijah. Klaus is stark raving mad, not to mention completely irredeemable. Leave him to set off on this new adventure, and let's you and I go out on ours. I have lost so much of my life to Klaus. So have you. It's our turn. I should leave.
angry. Not that you care.
But I do. That's the whole point. I do care. You don't care. It's about time for that to change. How's that make you feel? Hurt because I'd betray you? Angry because I'd cause you pain? Or scared because you know it's going to get a lot worse?
You've always wanted to play games? Go ahead. Let's see who breaks first. Me. Are you?